used Jamal on offense a little bit more last week than he did the week before. Just what is it about his skill set you like on offense? And there's some things that he can do that we haven't even seen yet.
Well, he's done a nice job. We've kind of asked him to do a little bit a couple of weeks ago, and maybe a little bit more last week. Obviously, you know, we've all seen him returning those punts and kind of with the ball in his hand. He's done some really nice things this year. And you know, as that goes, you hand the guy the ball and he can really threaten a defense, you know, which he's got, you know, really, really good speed. Sometimes that can open up some other things. So Jamal's done a nice job. It's been just a nice small package. And, you know, whether that keeps going moving forward, it'll probably be a, you know, game plan type of thing. And we'll just keep an eye on the whole big picture. But Jamal's done a nice job. It's not easy having to, you know, being a rookie, being a young guy in this league and, you know, being asked to do something on the other side of the ball. And he's done a nice job with that. And we look to continue to sort of look around and utilize our resources.
Was there anything that when you scouted him in college in San Diego that showed that he had an offensive background at all?
Well, that would be outside of my knowledge base. He was not a guy that I looked at as the offensive coordinator. Listen, I'm a coach. I don't go as in depth scouting different guys at different schools. Especially, I kind of focus on the offense. So, been a nice benefit as the offensive coordinator to have a guy show up that making a few plays here and there. So, we're glad to have him.
Obviously, nothing's ever perfect with the offense, but coming out of the bye with the last two performances, do you feel like you're maybe turning a corner?
I feel like we're continuing to improve. I think you're sort of never as good as you think you are when you have a good game and never as bad as you think you are when you have a bad game. I think the guys really made some really nice plays this week. Stafford threw the ball well. Ball was up in the air. Marvin Jones went up and got it. Golden Tate went up and got it. Ebron had some nice ones. T.J. Jones had some nice ones. Theo obviously had the real big one. There were big plays being made, and that's something that's really encouraging. You know, when the players show up and play really good football, that's a good thing. So we're excited about that. I thought the pockets were pretty good overall, which helps the whole thing go. Our O-line's doing a really good job. Working each week, studying the opponents, studying the blitz packages, along with our running backs who do a lot of protecting as well. So those guys are really, they're playing good. We got to keep it going, got to keep improving. Obviously, plenty to improve upon. Let's just try to keep that train going.
The Browns play their safeties about as deep as you'll ever see a team play their safeties. What sort of challenges does that present for offense?
Yeah, it's just part of the game. Every defense is different with the opportunities, you know, as we see them as opportunities or the things that are tough to do. You know, the chance to sort of throw the ball 50 yards down the field, sometimes it's tough when the safeties are that deep. Sometimes they have two safeties way back there and they both want to kind of run and get to the ball. Obviously, they have their reasons for doing that. And every strength in this game is also a weakness in some other way. That's true offensively, defensively, everything. So that's how they choose to play. We kind of know that going in and know that sort of the philosophy of the defense and try to do our best job to score points, whatever that looks like.
I think you've become more aggressive as a play caller in the last 2 weeks.
Not really. No, not really. I mean, we evaluate the defense. We evaluate our offense. We try to figure out the best path to score the most points to help our team win. And the last couple of weeks, guys have really been pressuring us, really blitzing us heavily. I feel like we've done a pretty good job of handling that. And when you get blitzed, you ought to have the opportunity to make some of those big plays. And I think our guys are doing a good job throwing, catching, running, blocking, all that stuff. So guys are making good plays and people are, we've been getting blitzed quite a bit and trying to take advantage of that.
Performance overall Monday, but how do you come away feeling about the red zone running game? You got in the one chance you didn't, you got stopped three times at the one.
Yeah, up and down like you end up about everything, even the good stuff. You know, whatever you can find that's a nice, good, pretty stat, I'm gonna have some pluses and some minuses in my mind about. We had a couple nice runs. We had a couple well-blocked runs down there, and then we had a little bit of the same old thing. you know, it looks like a nothing run, but one detail of one guy's block, and there's a touchdown there. And we got to continue to clean that up. This league is complex. You're going to get multiple looks. You're going to have multiple different guys moving in different spots and different style of blitzes. We got to be able to handle that and sort of do a better job with that. And it's very, very, very tiny details, but it's the difference between 6 points and, or I guess 7 points and 3 points, which we got to do better. Now you get down to the one. I think we had a first and goal at the one. Maybe the second one was at the two or so. It's pretty fun as a play caller to kind of sometimes be sort of stubborn with the run. You know, let's hammer this thing in. So we'll keep evaluating that policy moving forward too. Make sure we do whatever we can to score touchdowns.
3 carries for 65, 1.9 per carry. What gives you the wherewithal to stick with it?
Well, once the game gets rolling, you sort of see how the thing's playing out. We had a little bit of a lead. We wanted to continue to run the ball. That still does work together with the pass game. Works a little bit better when you're having more success. But, you know, when you're turning around handing the ball off, they've got to do what they've got to do defensively to defend that. And that can open some things up in the pass game, as well as sort of game situation. As we had the lead, we probably ran the ball quite a bit there in the fourth quarter or whatever that was.
Where's your confidence with Abdul after the fumbles?
We don't ever want to turn the ball over. We don't ever want to expose the ball to the defense. Didn't have his best day, but he's a guy that's been really somebody we've trusted around here to handle himself the right way, to do things the right way, to protect the ball the right way. I think moving forward, we'll gain that confidence level right back to where it's always been. When you have a game that's not quite living up to what you would like it to as a player, sometimes you got to just throw that thing away, fix the problem, and move forward. And I think he'll do that. Amir's the right kind of guy. He works really hard. I don't foresee any change.
In those short yardage situations, is just given the nature of maybe people are expecting run, you've shown a run formation, is precision even more important on those plays across all 11?
Yes. Yeah, I think the tighter you get, so if you're talking about the plus 1 yard line in the red zone, you know, we got 22 guys within whatever that is, 11, 12, 13 yards right there squeezed in real tight. That's part of what makes the pass game sort of interesting down there is how little space there is and how precise you have to be in the pass game. The same thing applies with the run game. You know, it could be one of our outside players just barely getting enough of a DB to make a little space for a back. Things like that are really, really important down there because it's so compressed. And right now we're not operating at, you know, 100% locked and loaded details that we would like to be. And we do continue to get better, and I look to see that keep going so we can score touchdowns.
How
did
TJ
Lang. Can't.
Well, we're going to play with 5-0 linemen, so we'll be, from a numbers perspective, we're going to be all right. But TJ's a heck of a player, all-pro caliber player. Anytime, you know, I'm not going to speak about, like, injury specifics or anything like that, but, hey, he's a really, really good player. And if he's up, great. If he's not, we got guys we trust to go in there and play good football.
Background.
We'll see.
Snaps has been down the past couple weeks, obviously, after the shoulder injury, but he's had two of his more productive games. What does it say about both his toughness and where he's playing to be so productive despite that?
Yeah, I think Golden really gutted it out there. Pretty good shoulder injury, you know, went into the bye and all that. He's been fighting through things, doing a good job. You know, the reps are whatever the reps are. He's been playing really good when he's in there, when he gets the ball, all that stuff. So we look to continue him having a pretty good year.
Last question. How much of a chore is a block in Miles Garrett just based on the limited snaps you've seen?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting deal because, you know, he hadn't played a ton of football. There's not a lot of clips out there. Obviously, we know quite a bit about him. You know, high draft pick, all that stuff. But yeah, you don't get, you know, sometimes you have, I don't know how many, a ton of, you know, we may have 200, 300 pass rushes on a guy on a tape, and we can kind of sort of figure out what he likes to do and what he likes to try against offensive tackles and things like that. And that's not necessarily the case with Myles Garrett. So really talented player, and we'll continue to study everything we can to make sure we're ready for him.